without hesitation.
We are Greater Media, a privately owned company that owns this radio station and many others. We're looking for those special people who can develop the right relationships with the right customers and bring them great ideas. Working for us, you can turn your ability to get great ideas in front of real decision makers into closing deals and making high commission fast. Just go to iclosedeals.net. That's iclosedeals.net. Tell us a bit about yourself. That's iclosedeals.net, and we'll talk soon.
I've always had dark circles, but as I get older, they seem to get darker.
I get more sleep than I did when I was younger, but I have these dark circles under my eyes. How does that happen?
It's not your imagination. As we age, the delicate skin around our eyes becomes thinner and thinner, making blood vessels show through and dark under-eye circles even more noticeable. But now, there's a scientific breakthrough called Hydralyze that can help repair and fortify the skin under the eyes. Hydralyze contains clinically proven ingredients to visibly erase dark circles and give you more youthful looking skin. To try it free, call 1-800-600-6765 in the next 10 minutes. Hydralyze will take years off your appearance by visibly erasing wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags.
My eyes, they look fresher, brighter, younger.
For your risk-free trial of Hydralyze, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-600-6765. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6765.
101, The Riff.
Welcome back to Iggy and the Stooges Raw Power. I'm John Langford. Iggy Pop.
I never got into this first a fairy tale in the first place. I've gotten one since then. I lead a privileged life. But all I wanted to do was be a musician. What I thought that meant. As for the rest, society's to blame.
Iggy and the Stooges released a self-titled album in 1969, then Funhouse in 1970, and finally Raw Power in 1973. None of them were popular. At least not for a while.
We couldn't know, you know, what was coming up, but the Stooges had really laid the groundwork down for our minds and our wills to go at it hog wild.
Mike Watt played bass in the Minutemen, Dose, and Firehose.
I think there wouldn't be a punk scene if it wasn't for the Stooges. When I heard them, yeah, there wasn't a punk scene yet. I was a teenager, and a lot of people didn't dig it. But, I mean, when we first heard that stuff, it was like they created their own music. In a way, especially for those times, they were kind of going back to Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis in a way. The spirit, the soul, the vibe. And then when the punk thing came, it kind of was the lingua franca. It was the common ground. We were all from different things, different parts and backgrounds and all this. But you could speak Stooges and everybody knew.
Happiness is a guaranteed. It was made for you and me.
performed by Iggy and the Stooges.
If you look at the context in which Raw Power was released, 1973, same year as Dark Side of the Moon, Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Houses of the Holy.
Henry Rollins sang in Black Flag and his own bands.
That record, it doesn't fit anywhere, Raw Power. You know, with what was happening on radio, Casey Kasem's Top 40, no. Songs like Death Trip, songs that make references to junk, to Vietnam, you know, Nixon's in office. It was just, it was a crazy time, but the music didn't necessarily reflect it on the FM. And Stooges became very popular with punk rockers, you know, The Damned, Sex Pistols, all these bands. It's one of those records you keep coming back to and just go, man, this is scorching. Punk rock was, it was a lot of things. But one of the things it was a rejection of the doped arena rock that had become so pervasive, the 30-minute drum solos. And punk rock was like, let's strip it down, turn it up really loud, and put some, like, a whole bunch of attitude into it so it matches the anger that I feel like every day. Because this Pink Floyd record is not cutting it. And that was punk rock. And when you, no matter how angry you are, like you, some youth in your room wanting to wreck the place, you put on the Stooges record, and you're like, oh, they're crazier than I'll ever be. Like, okay, this must get my respect. Look at this guy. He did what? And when you find it, when you see these pictures of Iggy covered in blood, and you're like, okay, as extreme as I've ever thought music could be, I've never envisioned anything like that.
Played by Iggy and the Stooges. You're listening to Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power. I'm John Langford. Raw Power came out in 1973 to little notice. By early 1974, the Stooges had broken up. But more about that later.
It's very hard for people, I think, to realise when they listen to the first two Stooges albums and then Raw Power, that these albums were almost universally ignored and abhorred at the time they came out. And they are, of course, absolute screaming masterpieces in any universe. But then again, I go, well, Van Gogh, he couldn't give a bloody painting away back in his day. But perhaps he could be like the Van Gogh of rock and roll. He'd probably like that.
Mick Rock photographed Iggy Pop, Lou Reed and David Bowie in the early 70s. He captured Iggy live on stage in London for the Raw Power cover.
There was a number of great shots that could have been used on that cover. Quite why we went with that one, I don't know. But to me, probably an intuitive thing, but he looks like a bloody iguana.
It caught the attention of Johnny Marr in England.
I do remember it was like a winter's evening. I was like, yeah, maybe 15 or something. Like, just like looking at the sleeve thinking, and the pictures on the back, just thinking, whoa, this is going to be some scary music, you know. Because the sleeve kind of promised, and the whole package kind of promised everything that I was looking for, really. You know, which was danger and mystery and sex.
Johnny Marr played guitar with the Smiths, Modest Mouse, and many others.
They seemed like a really good mind at work there, I think, you know, and understood desire. I mean, you know, I need somebody that to me just sounds like musical poetry, an absolute beauty. To me, I'd sit in a bedroom in a concrete square on what was at the time, maybe still is, the biggest housing project in Europe, and listening to I Need Somebody over and over again. And it was how I felt. It was moody, but it was beautiful, and it was heavy. And like all my favourite stuff that really resonates with me, it seemed like it was coming from another world. There's a sinister nature to it, but at the same time, very poetic.
But I am your crazy driver. Money, I'm sure to steer you wrong. I am dying in a story. I'm only living and singing a song. Just the same, baby. I need somebody, baby. I need somebody to
Somebody, played by Iggy and the Stooges. In a minute, we'll hear the story of the band and a lot more music. I'm John Langford, and you're listening to Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power.
Now, a message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough, but it's even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. As a lawyer, I get asked a lot of questions about divorce, but I have some questions for you. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM, and we can answer all of your questions. We specialize in representing men in divorce. We can explain the law to you, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Together, we can design strategies that will achieve your short and long-term goals. Believe me, there is a light at the end of the tunnel of divorce, and with proper planning, that light doesn't have to be an oncoming train. Be smart, understand the law, and what your rights are before you take action. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326. Or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
The Michigan Lottery asks, what are your daily numbers and why?
I play 3, 6, and 8. My kids' ages.
1, 2, 3, 4. Just a hunch.
2010, because 2010 is going to be my year.
My numbers, 8, 2, and 7.
Why is that?
I don't know. It was an easy pick.
No matter what your numbers or your reasons, the Daily 3 and Daily 4 games from the Michigan Lottery are number one for lots of players every day. And why not? It only costs 50 cents or a buck to try your luck.
Wow, for that, I could play twice a day.
You sure could, thanks to the daily midday and evening drawings. And there are even more ways to have fun with your numbers.
I play them straight.
I play them box.
And then there's the cash. With the Daily 3, you can win up to $500. And with the Daily 4, up to $5,000.
Now those are some nice numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily 3 and Daily 4 games from the Michigan Lottery. No matter what your game, we've got your number.
Michigan Lottery has paid out $11 million more this year in daily prizes. Players are playing their hunch and winning a bunch.
Taco Bell presents another Taco Novella. On this episode, the new 89-cent beefy five-layer burrito. Señorita Maria, sit down.
What is it, mi amor?
I'm not actually the man you fell in love with. I'm his twin brother.
What will you tell me next? This beefy five-layer burrito wasn't really 89 cents?
I'd never lie about an amazing deal like this. Seasoned beef, melty cheese, and layer upon layer of the good stuff for just 89 cents.
Well then, suddenly I don't feel so bad.
Feel so bad about what?
Telling you I wasn't born Maria.
I was born Marvin.
Ugh.
Think outside the barn.
At participating locations, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's late and your stomach's growling. So head to Taco Bell for fourth meal to get something melty, crunchy, spicy, and grilled. If you're up late, so are we. Get the exciting late-night taste of fourth meal. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell is open until 2 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
We all know someone who owns their own business or is self-employed and can't afford their own health insurance. Well, Mike K. from Health Insurance Giant is here to help. He's affordable and trustworthy. Mike K. will be on top of your needs and will walk you through the process. He has hundreds of plans that can work for you. He shops the entire country for the best health insurance programs at the lowest possible prices. And the reality is, he's working for you. He's not some big conglomerate that you can never get through to when you need help with something. Mike is there for you when you need him. He'll schedule appointments around your availability, and he'll even come to your home or work. Mike can save you money with a custom health insurance plan that is tailored for you and your family. He's helped thousands of hardworking people just like you. Call him today at 1-800-THE-GIANT or visit him on the web at healthinsurancegiant.com. That's Mike K. from Health Insurance Giant at 1-800-THE-GIANT or healthinsurancegiant.com. Don't wait another minute. Just give him a call and he'll save you thousands of dollars. Health Insurance Giant. A sure thing in an unsure world.
So, you've grown your own pot
of tomatoes.
But the leaves are yellow. Brown splotches are forming. The branches are limp. The tomatoes resemble sci-fi mutants. Or it's just not growing. Whatever the situation, no matter how bad it looks, Stealth Hydro's friendly and experienced staff have the knowledge and products to get you back on track. From correctly balancing the pH to everyday growing questions, Stealth Hydro is always here when you need them. Get real answers from a real person. Easy-to-grow instructions that no one else provides. At 866-998-1916. 866-998-1916. 866-998-1916. The state-of-the-art supplies you need, in stock and ready for immediate pickup at Stealth's newest location on East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's Depot Town. Or shipped directly to you at StealthHydro.com. Beginner or talented grower, anyone can get amazing results.
Even you.
And remember, WRIF listeners always receive a 10% discount. Just mention WRIF at checkout.
Grow your own pot.
Of tomatoes.
Visit StealthHydro.com.
Welcome back to Iggy and the Stooges Raw Power. I'm John Langford.
There's something really unique about the Midwest.
Henry Rollins.
When you see the history of bands that came out of their mid to late 60s, all through the 70s, there's a hardness and shelf life to these records. You know, these guys are really onto something, like these tough kids from the Midwest, not always the most articulate, but they have these musical street smarts that you can't get in school. They just had it.
Iggy and the Stooges grew up in the Detroit area. Iggy Pop was born James Osterberg, but got his nickname from playing drums in a band called the Iguanas. He spent time learning the blues in Chicago before starting a band back home. Guitarist James Williamson joined the Stooges in 1971, but met them in the mid-60s.
The first time I met them had been several years before they recorded their first album. And so I hung out with those guys up in their first band house together and heard them the first time they ever really rehearsed. They're downstairs in their basement trying to work up a band when they could hardly play. And so I heard them all the way through, you know, back when they were the Psychedelic Stooges, and saw them the first gig they had at the Grandy Ballroom in Detroit, where Iggy, you know, basically played a vacuum cleaner and a, you know, he'd stick a mic down a blender, and he had, you know, all his eyebrows shaved off and all filled with glitter. And Scott Ashton, the drummer, he played 2 50-gallon oil drums. That was his drum kit, you know, and it was wild, man. They were kind of a experiential band, if you were, you know. They came out of this sort of Sun Ra school of stuff, but eventually they learned to play instruments and got a band together and dropped the psychedelic and got signed to Elektra, and that's where the first Stooges album came about.
They recorded two albums for Elektra, The Stooges and Funhouse. Iggy and the band kept on pushing the sound until the label had enough in 1970.
We played that material for Elektra, and they dropped us. I don't blame them, because it was really only material in progress. But it was big, beefy, spacey garage rock, more like something much later that the Pixies could have written. And it wasn't going far enough for me. I thought the only way we were going to survive as a force was to be on the absolute modern edge of what was going on, and I didn't hear it yet. I took a few months off to rest and managed to get a record contract first before we had music to fulfill it with CBS through the English circus that was Main Man.
Yeah. I Got It Right, played by Iggy and the Stooges, one of the songs that didn't make it onto the final Raw Power album. David Bowie started gaining popularity in the early 70s, and he was a big fan of Iggy Pop.
When I met David Bowie and the Main Man Entourage, you know, and they generously offered to pluck me from American obscurity and or coming obscurity and take me to England to build something around me, I already had in my head the idea that I could resurrect the Stooges with James on guitar. What I didn't have yet was musical evidence of a next step from James. So I didn't say anything, but I thought to myself, these people are arty enough that if push comes to shove and I assert my own personality on theatrical grounds, they'll respect that.
The Stooges had broken up in 1970 because of drug problems, so Bowie brought only Iggy Pop into his management company, Main Man.
Basically, their idea was, well, your band's broken up, we could take you to England, get you a good band, a good production, and you could be fabulous.
Iggy Pop.
What happened was I hung around with these people in New York and got them to actually put me on a methadone program. And then went back to Detroit, where I continued my treatment and kept pushing James for material. And one day, he received me at his house and played me the riff to Penetration. Nice. There you go. Now we're talking. So, called England on from the wall phone in my parents' trailer and got Mr. Big. Oh, so now you're saying there are two of you? And I said, yeah, now there are two of me.
Yeah. Penetration, played by Iggy and the Stooges. I'm John Langford, and you're listening to Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power.
Our intention was to make a new band.
Guitarist James Williamson.
We looked around, we auditioned a whole bunch of guys, and all we could find was these guys with, you know, kind of frilly shirts and you know, big hair, and you know, it was the English style of the time. And, you know, for us, that just wasn't working. And so I remember distinctly one night watching TV together, and I just leaned over and said, you know, This is no good. Why don't we, you know, just bring back the Ashtons, bring them over here. You know, they're a good rhythm section. Ron, we'll put Ron on bass. You know, he was a really great bass player, and, you know, get on with it. And so he agreed with that, and we called him up and brought him over.
With the band reunited, the Stooges got to work on their new sound, Iggy Pop.
You can put it this way. If the first Stooges album rolled about like this, and the second Stooges album rolled about like this, then this stuff was rolling like, and then this was rejected. Right? This scared everybody. So for Raw Power, we kind of brought it back a notch to, and everything is about, it's about in there with enough detail work that it still has, you've got a very quick event horizon. A lot is going on all the time.
Hey Peter, where you going, that sandwich in your hand? Hey Peter, where that sandwich in your hand?
Hey Peter, played by Iggy and the Stooges, one of the early demo recordings rejected by their management. Guitarist James Williamson.
We started doing demos of the material, and it was just not something that anybody could, in our team, could relate to. So our management just kept rejecting the demos one after the other. No matter what we would do, it wasn't like pop tune enough, or it wasn't stylized enough, and it was just the way we were. So eventually, what really happened was that David Bowie became quite popular in the UK, and they started to break him in the US, and that started to occupy all their time. And so we kind of, they stopped paying attention to us, which was the best thing that could have happened to us, because we got into the studio for the CBS record, and we went in and recorded it without a producer. We just were our own producer. And without any adult supervision, you know. So we were able to, you know, get in there and do our thing. And had any of those other factors been involved, it would have been a much different record.
You're in danger, little stranger, and I'll feel you are feeling. You're in danger, little stranger, and I'll feel your disease. There's nothing in my dreams. Just some ugly memory. Hits me like the ocean breeze. Hey! Now if you will be my lover, I will shoot the red sand. But if you can be my master, I will do anything. Nothing left alive but a pair of glassy eyes. Raise my feet one more time. We'll be right back.
Danger, played by Iggy and the Stooges. Coming up, the band returns home, plus rare live performances. I'm John Langford, and you're listening to Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power.
Sign, drive, and own. Current AC Plan customers can buy a 2010 Fusion for only $279 a month with zero down payment. Think Ford first at a Southeast Michigan Ford dealer. Due to overwhelming response to Action Impact's holiday offer, Action Impact in Southfield is extending their $99 CCW certification class. If you weren't able to schedule your $99 CCW class in December, now's your chance. One day, one site training. Earn your CCW class from absolute expert instructors certified in firearm safety and instruction at this one day, one site training class in Southfield. Action Impact is a state-of-the-art firearms training center and indoor gun range like no other. Owned, built, and operated by absolute experts. This is not your redneck gun store. Now, Action Impact is offering very special pricing on corporate team building shooting days. This turnkey team building day comes complete with firearm rental, private range, and includes an expert instructor for your group. Call for details. Action carries the area's most extensive inventory of guns and rifles. Action Impact is home of the ultimate firearm specialist and is Michigan's only five-star rated range. Get your CCW certification for just $99. Hurry, space is limited. Reservations are being taken right now. Call 248-799-7300. That's Action Impact. 248-799-7300.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
AutoZone. It pays when you do it yourself with AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You can save even more with AutoZone Rewards. Sign up for a free membership and get special deals and offers, including rewards dollars you can use for purchases at AutoZone. See store for details. We know you take care of your car. Now let us take care of you. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, man, nice ride. This used?
Yeah, got a great deal, too.
Is that because there's no radio?
Funny, dude. But seriously, have you seen all the new HD radio car stereos at Best Buy? The digital sound is amazing, and the HD2, HD3 stations are off the hook. Gonna have the Geek Squad do the install.
Well, let's go for a spin. I know exactly where we could go.
Best Buy?
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Check out all the new HD radio car stereos from Jensen, JVC, Kenwood, Pioneer, and Sony. Now at Best Buy. More stations, no monthly fees. HD radio, a good deal more.
Everything that rocks.
Welcome back to Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power. I'm John Langford. The Stooges began as an experimental live act, and even as they turned to playing songs with more traditional instruments, Iggy Pop continued to make it an experience for the crowds. Guitarist James Williamson.
He's a great guy, and he's a very intelligent guy. He created this persona of Iggy Pop, and it's not an act. He created this entity that challenges the audience, and he is a unique guy, performer. I mean, he has the confidence that he can work with the audience. Yeah, if you've ever seen the Cincinnati Pop Festival when he walks on the Sea of Hands, you know, it's just an incredible thing. I mean, to walk out onto the hands of the audience. But Iggy did, and so he's the one that invented the stage dive, and he's the guy that now invented the stage invasion. I mean, this guy is just a performer and has an innate sense of how to push the limit of the performance, you know. Include the audience, which is really, really key to the Stooges.
While recording Raw Power in London, the Stooges only got to play out once. Photographer Mick Rock was in the audience.
People couldn't get their heads around it. To me, it was like German expressionist theatre. So that I think that's the level on which, not necessarily on its musical terms, but in this theatrical thing. And he didn't even jump in the audience, because you couldn't really jump from that stage into that audience, because they were all seated. And I've got some photographs where you can see they're seated. So it was a strange venue for him to play. His first ever European show, and his only UK gig at that period with the Stooges.
That was the gig that, everybody... everybody says they were at, whether they were or not. And, you know, guys like Johnny Rotten and all those guys, they were there, or so they claim. And I think it was kind of a shock for the English audience because they had never seen anybody like Iggy who actually, you know, confronts the audience and gets right out into the audience and right in your face. And for English people, especially then, they just were like appalled at this. And that's probably one of the reasons why we never played another gig there, because our management was afraid the police were going to, you know, invade this place.
Turn the house lights on. Let's expose a few faces. House lights. Bright. It's time to search and destroy. It says, oh, I gotta go! Yeah, turn the lights on.
Search and Destroy, performed by Iggy and the Stooges in 1973 at Richards in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm John Langford, and you're listening to Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power.
The worst thing commercially that happened to that to our group was leaving England after we made Raw Power and returning to America, where I can categorically say, no, there was no market for our group. Was not going to be a market in terms of what people call a market. It was not going to happen. But you know, if they'd let us play in the UK more than that one gig, we could have easily eaten them all, as there wasn't anyone there at that time that could do what we could do.
Iggy Pop.
I remember vividly that within a few months of the release of the album, it was in the 39-cent bin at a place called Aaron Brothers Used Records in Los Angeles. And by the time it came out, we had been suspended for moral turpitude by main man management. So I was just intensely proud, intensely broke, intensely scared, and angry all at once. And incredibly able to make the wrong promotional and business move over and over. I remember just before its release, I was told Tony DeFries is coming to Hollywood. He's going to pick you up in his limo and he wants to talk to you about a new film. He wants you to play Peter Pan. And that sent me into a frenzy. So when the limo arrived and the door opened, I spent an hour explaining passionately to this English impresario why I couldn't play Peter Pan. I had to play Charles Manson. Not what you'd call a career move in 1972.
Guitarist James Williamson.
We toured behind it. You know, we did a couple of, you know, nationwide sort of death marches, you know, one gig after the next for a while, and tried our best, but you know, frankly, we weren't savvy guys in the sense of being entertainers. Part of the problem was that we were very prolific and our attention span was very short, so we would continually write new material, and as soon as we wrote the new material, we liked it better than the old material, so we'd play that. And as an entertainer, you need to play stuff your audience recognizes, you know, because otherwise they're hearing all this stuff and they can't relate to it. So, but that didn't stop us. So we just always just played all this new stuff and nobody ever knew what we were doing. We'll be right back.
Head On, played by Iggy and the Stooges during a rehearsal for their 1973 tour. The Stooges toured for most of 1973, but broke up early in the next year. Guitarist James Williamson.
We couldn't get another record deal, and we all, you know, sort of burned out on the road. And then the culmination of the whole thing was in the Detroit area. Our management team booked us into a little club. It turned out the club was called the Rock and Roll Farm, was a biker club. And we went in there and started doing our thing, and Iggy gets out in the audience, and he just started messing with the wrong guy, and he hauled off and cold cocked him, you know. And so that kind of shattered our world, because most people are kind of anxious about, you know, getting the spotlight on them, so they don't want to mess with him. So we were kind of invincible for all those years, but then all of a sudden, kaboom, and so that happened, and then that was followed by the infamous Metallic KO show at the Michigan Palace, where then this kind of got extended into the Palace gig, where the bikers and all the other people around them, you know, started throwing stuff at the stage, you know, real stuff, you know, bottles and cameras and, you know, stuff that could hurt you. But we didn't care, you know, we just taunted them on. But I think that once that show was over, nobody had to say anything. It was just like, okay, well, this is done, you know. So we the band, you know, exploded or imploded at that point, and that was the end of, you know, of the Stooges per se.
Henry Rollins.
You know, when you listen to that record and you see now that we have, you know, 20 or 30 years of retrospect, there's no way that band could have followed up Raw Power without something that would have just been like really lame, and there's no way they would have been able to survive that tour. I mean, the fact that they went out in 74 and basically destroyed themselves on the road and kind of staggered away from the wreckage. You can't really see it going down any other way. I mean, the only other way for it to go would have been into Caricature, where they all got plump and wrote like funny songs like Still Destroying, you know, or Still Thinking of, you know, Death Trip 2. You know, it would have gone into parody. To keep it real means you barely survive it if you do, and otherwise it just would have been a joke. So they took the braver route and let art be the force and let, you know, rural life and death. And they got to the end of the tour and literally, you know, went out in a hail of bottles.
Iggy and the Stooges returned in 2003 and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010.
Yeah!
played by Iggy and the Stooges. Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power, was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chuffo and Joshua Jackson are the producers. Our associate producers are Eric Molk and Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Columbia Legacy Recordings box set, Raw Power, Legacy Edition by Iggy and the Stooges. Special thanks go to Adam Block, Mandy Eidger, Tom Cording, Tom Burley, Randy Hiker, Adam Farber, Zach Profera, Norm Weiner, Morgan Neville, Susan Brandt and the Morrison Hotel Gallery, Heidi Neff, and Matt Brody. I'm John Langford, and thanks for listening.
This is what you've all been waiting for.
101 WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit.
Settle down, people. Settle down.
The Riff. On 101 WRIF for your chance to get your free man card or your woo man card for the ladies, because we're good like that. It'll give you access to cool and exclusive WRIF opportunities, including tickets to the WRIF man card free show with Saving Abel and Teddy Porter, April 22nd.
Get more details at WRIF.com. You must be 21 or older to apply.
Your WRIF man card has been approved. From 101 WRIF, everything that rocks.
Met a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Trap, ship I can't grip. wanted to realize I was living one big lie. She hates me, just hates me. Love, I tried too hard and she told my feelings like I had none.
Try to- has recently released self-titled debut solo album. That was Slash. The song's called By the Sword, right here on 101.1 WRAF, Everything That Rocks. That, of course, features vocals from Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother. Pretty cool song. Dig the sound. New sound from Slash as well. I'm Chrissy Lee, getting you started with another week here. I got some more Riff Rock on the way, some Shinedown, AC/DC, and how about some Detroit Boys as well.
Mid-Michigan, if you've had credit problems and you're in need of an auto loan, Lasco Ford and Fenton has good news. You're approved. Right now, you can go to LascoFord.com and get pre-approved. And if Lasco Ford can't get you an auto loan, they'll pay you $1,000 cash. Lasco Ford has the national lenders that will give you an auto loan at an affordable payment, like a 2007 Ford Fusion for only $149 a month. Lasco Ford also has programs for customers that may have had foreclosures, loan modifications, or repossessions in the past. And this month at Lasco Ford, you can choose from zero down or deferred payments up to 6 months. If you've had credit problems or have been turned down by another dealer, call Lasco Ford today and get approved. If you're turned down, they'll pay you $1,000 cash. You can visit www.lascoford.com to get pre-approved 24 hours a day at Lasco Ford. Open until 8 p.m. weekdays, Saturdays 9 to 5, or visit lascoford.com.
Your United States 2010 Census form may be on its way in the mail or may have arrived at your home, along with your Uncle Fred.
Good to see you.
Cousin Ann.
Hey, we're here.
Her husband Matt.
Hey.
The twins.
This is awesome.
And their cat Fluffy. All who may be moving in with you because of situations beyond their control. So it's important when you fill out your 2010 census that everyone living in your household is counted, including family members or friends who have no other place to stay, as well as babies and foster children. The 2010 census provides benefits that really hit home, such as funding for job training and health care. So make sure everyone living in your home is included on your 2010 census form. Together, we can move forward when everyone living with you is counted and you mail it back. United States 2010 Census. It's in our hands. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. For more information, visit 2010census.gov. That's 2010census.gov.
Hi, I'm Adam Helfman, the host of the radio show Hire It Done. Now that it's spring, it's time to fix up your home. Whether it's a new roof, siding, windows, paint, concrete drive, gutters, deck, landscaping, or any other project you've been itching to get done, we can help make it happen. So tune in this weekend to Hire It Done or go to HireItDone.com and let my pre-screen contractors compete for your business. Don't put that project off any longer. Visit HireItDone.com today. Get your project started by Metro Detroit's most professional contractors.
How clean is the air in your home? According to the EPA, common organic pollutants can make indoor air up to 5 times dirtier than the air outside. That's why the Infinity Air Purifier by Carrier doesn't just filter the air in your home. It captures and kills up to 99% of airborne viruses, molds, bacteria, and allergies in treated air, so you can breathe cleaner air. Learn more at Carrier.com. Call Expert Heating and Cooling today at 734-676-4488 or visit ExpertHeatCool.com, providing installation and service since 1975.
Well, unless you live under a rock, I'm sure you've heard the rumors about these guys getting back together. I can dig that. Another late 90s band coming back, taking the concert wave by storm. Well, if you didn't know, now you do. Soundgarden on the Riff.
Oh,
101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.
boys doing it upright, Tigers opening day. This Friday, April 9th at the Fillmore. New music from them, PDP, High on the Riff.
She's in a melting. She used to dance for money. Somehow it don't seem right. I'm working for the candy. Now the corner is alive. Selling love for the money. Working hard at any price. Cause when she gets down, she will blow him low and then she'll blow for some more just to get high. She's gone, freaking balls and she's all tied out in love that she don't really care who knows when she gets high. She likes to get high. Waking up cause she's still breathing, waiting for the next in line. With every trick she's turning, she's only passing time. Doing deeds in a darkened alley, sells her soul with each exchange. Missing every chance to get out, she's never gonna change. So when she gets down, she will blow it on low. And then she'll blow for some more just to get high. She's on freaking balls and she's on hiding out in love. She will blow it on blow and then she'll blow for some more just to get high, high, high.
On Detroit's rock station 101, The Riff. These guys are just all over the place. They were out at New York on the 3rd. You're going to be able to catch them on opening day next week. Oh, man, they're just cheering up Detroit. Good for them. Really dig the sound from them as well. Can't believe it's Tigers opening day coming up this week. How about that? What a way to kick off the nice warm weather we've had as well. Well, you can also come out and support our great cause, our veterans, this Saturday starting at noon. Hall of Fame Billiards on 13 Mile in Warren. Open 9-ball tournament. Food, door prizes, raffle, and a lot more. Proceeds raised go to combating the problem of homelessness with our veterans. For more info, call 586-939-8880. Help us help our heroes. Of course, that's granted that you're awake at Saturday at noon after opening day event. I don't know. Well, if you're out and about that early, definitely got to check that event out. Take a quick break. Coming back with more Riff Rock after this.
I'm going to let you in on a secret. Club 11 Bar has the best food in Macomb County. Have the late night munchies? And check out Club 11 off the 696 Service Drive in Roseville between Gratiot and Grosbeck. Over 77 great items on their top-notch menu, including breakfast anytime. You can get served food at Club 11 till 2 a.m. So what are you waiting for? Go right now. Club 11 Bar, Roseville's hidden secret. Look for them on the 696 Service Drive between Gratiot and Grosbeck.
Did you write off the kids?
Check.
What about daycare?
Check.
Did you write off those 14 bags we gave to the needy?
Check.
Did you write off your mileage for work?
Check.
Home office expenses, mortgage interest?
Check. Check.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Did you forget about the breast and prostate cancer funds?
We gave this year?
We are just about to. Check. Check.
Do you know about the breast and prostate cancer income tax checkoffs? They're a convenient and easy way to help Michigan fight cancer. All you have to do is just check the box on your tax return to donate $5, $10, or more. This year, use your tax return to make a difference.
Would you sign the return before you lick that envelope?
Oh, darn, I'm just kidding.
Check.
Ask your tax preparer or whoever does your taxes about the breast and prostate cancer income tax checkoffs or learn more at MichiganCancer.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Everything that rocks. 101 WRIF The Riff.
The sky's falling down around the babies. Maybe the world is gonna spin out of control. I don't care anymore. What if I quit the day of working for the man and said I had enough of will? Maybe I can, cause it's all gonna end anyway. Tell me, doctor, what's the cure for the wicked man's blue? When the sky falls to the sea, I won't mind the cause of me. I'm
Mike. Happy Easter to you and your families. Enjoy the nice old warm weekend. We'll see you Monday morning with Doug White, the Louisiana man whose family chartered a big old twin-engine airplane, and the pilot died in flight. Doug was able to miraculously land the airplane without a scratch on him. Can't wait to hear his story Monday morning, along with a review of the Final Four and more. With us, Joe and Mike in the morning on 101 WRIF Detroit.
Joe and Mike in the morning.
That's what I call entertainment.
101
WRIF.
Everything that rocks.
WRF, Everything That Rocks, some Everlast Corn and Shaman's Harvest just before that. Well, it's that time of year again. We're looking for another brand spanking new rock girl. Can't believe it. This is round five. We're looking for a new girl. She gets a chance to be on the air at Riff, a $40,000 salary, VIP concerts and events. I mean, it's a chance of a lifetime for any woman. I can speak of that myself because I went through it. I've been there and done that, ladies. But it's a great experience for everyone out there. And, of course, we are very much so looking forward to the whole casting process. We've narrowed it down to the top 32 contestants. And these fine ladies are going to premiere on the website, WRF.com, around 10 o'clock today. You can see their photos. They'll probably have a bio up there, a video, all that fun stuff. Check them out. And then you can start voting and narrow them down to the top 16. So check it out at WRF.com. I'm Christy Lee, taking a quick break on this Monday with more music on the way.
Hi, I'm Adam Helfman from HireItDone.com. If you need an honest contractor, visit HireItDone.com. My pre-screened contractors are ready to work for you. Now's the time to get an energy audit for your home. Get insulation blown into your attic and get your furnace tuned up by one of our five-star contractors. Maybe you want a roof that doesn't leak, or perhaps you just want an honest, trustworthy handyman. Remember, people aren't moving, they're improving. Your home is still your most important asset, and the best job is the one that's done right. Check out my pre-screen contractors. Log on to HireItDone.com.
Are you that one in a million salesperson that always gets client meetings that no one else can ever seem to get?
Do you get in front of real decision makers no matter what it takes?
Are they impressed with you?
Can you close a deal without hesitation?
We are Greater Media, a privately owned company that owns this radio station and many others. We're looking for those special people who can develop the right relationships with the right customers and bring them great ideas. Working for us, you can turn your ability to get great ideas in front of real decision makers into closing deals and making high commission fast. Just go to iclosedeals.net. That's iclosedeals.net. Tell us a bit about yourself. That's iclosedeals.net, and we'll talk soon.
Just saw these guys once again the other night at the Fillmore. Really rocked it out with another kick-ass show. They definitely delivered. Wyland was a little trippy, I'm not going to lie. Either way, enjoyed the show. Here's new music from SCP, Between the Lines on the Riff.
We'll be right back.
WRIF.
Kick ass rock and roll.
Everything that rocks. WRIF HD1 Detroit.
Turn it on, crank it up, you're good to go.
Everything that rocks.
hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
oceans by the sea. If that's what you need, girl, I'll give you everything you want.
Classic crime solar-powered life right here on 101.1 WRIF, everything that rocks. Some Rage just before that. I'm Christy Lee, coming back with more music in just a few. I got Jet, Zeppelin, and Slipknot. Hang tight.
Thanks to modern technology, you can track the exact location of an overnight package. You can check the weather anywhere on Earth with a few clicks of a mouse. But if you're the victim of a violent crime, there ought to be a way to know the whereabouts of the offender. There is. The Michigan Crime Victim Notification Network is a free, confidential service that provides up-to-date court information and custody status. It can even tell you an inmate's prison release date, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just call 1-800-770-7657 or visit vinelink.com. That's vinelink.com for more information about the Michigan Crime Victim Notification Network. You'll learn how to be notified by phone or email if there's a change in the offender status. Concerned citizens can also search for offender information in their own community. Call the Michigan Crime Victim Notification Network at 1-800-770-7657.
Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Why is it that the larger a bank gets, the less it seems to get you? When did you become merely an account number? How come when you have questions, there's no one there to answer? Well, maybe it's time you asked around. Maybe it's time to Ask Comerica, the bank that answers to you. Since 1849, we've given our customers the personalized one-on-one attention they need to make informed decisions. So, while most banks make you sit on hold, Comerica actually sits down with you. From understanding which mortgage program is best for you, to getting the capital your business needs, simply Ask Comerica. With over 161 years of know-how, our banking professionals can show you how. So, if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to help but small enough to care, Ask Comerica. We answer to you. To find a Comerica banking center nearest you, visit Comerica.com/grow or call 800-292-1300. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, and equal opportunity lender, and equal housing lender.
Mid-Michigan, if you've had credit problems and you're in need of an auto loan, Lasco Ford in Fenton has good news. You're approved. Right now, you can go to LascoFord.com and get pre-approved. And if Lasco Ford can't get you an auto loan, they'll pay you $1,000 cash. Lasco Ford has the national lenders that will give you an auto loan at an affordable payment, like a 2007 Ford Fusion for only $149 a month. Lasco Ford also has programs for customers that may have had foreclosures, loan modifications, or repossessions in the past. And this month at Lasco Ford, you can choose from zero down or deferred payments up to 6 months. If you've had credit problems or have been turned down by another dealer, call Lasco Ford today and get approved. If you're turned down, they'll pay you $1,000 cash. You can visit www.lascoford.com to get pre-approved 24 hours a day at Lasco Ford. Open until 8 p.m. weekdays, Saturdays 9 to 5, or visit lascoford.com.
Always back to the rock as quick as possible. We like to keep things short and sweet sometimes. Jet, Cold Hard Bitch on the riff.
Yeah!
101.
WRIF.
Yeah! Boom! Remember that?
Everything that rocks.
in my skin. Come away with innocence and leave me with my sins. The air around me still feels like a cage. Love's just a camouflage, but what resembles rage. Just too dark to care. I can't destroy what isn't there. Deliver me into my fate. If I'm alone, I cannot hate. I don't deserve to have you. Ooh, my smile was taken long ago. If I can change, I hope I never. Cherish them in parts of me to savor every kiss. I couldn't face a life without your lights. But all of that was ripped apart when you refused to fight.
And much lighter side of Slipknot. That's their latest. It's Snuff on Detroit's rock station, The Riff. Well, you can join The Riff's own Anne Carlini this Friday live from the Fillmore Theater starting at 10 a.m. for Detroit's biggest baseball home opener pre-party. Check out live music from Fox Sports Detroit's April and the D winner, Victoria's Secrets, plus the Grand Nationals and PDP Pista Day Parade. Get there early to get your limited edition Riff home opener tee. We've got some beads, all kinds of cool stuff. Then stick around afterwards for the first pitch and watch the game on the Fillmore's big screens right there. So if you can't get tickets, it's the place to go for sure. From your Detroit home opener station, 101 WRIF, everything that rocks. Can't wait. I'm stoked. Cannot believe that it's already Tiger season. Ooh, and it's Friday. You know what that means. We got summer coming soon and lots of good weather. Heard something about it might be raining on Friday. Ooh, hope that's not true. Hope it's just a rumor. All right, taking another quick break. Back with Creed after this.
Join 101 WRIF for the ultimate Red Wing viewing parties at the Hamlin Pubs and register to win the ultimate Red Wing playoff package.
including two tickets to all first-round home games with limo transportation. But wait, there's more. You'll also get a party for you and 20 friends at Hamlin Pub for all Round 1 away games. The Rip will be giving away tons of prizes every week, like cool Red Wings fatheads, free passes to Cart to Cart, and even Red Wings neon and framed pictures from LeBaron's Billiards and Game Room Supply. Enjoy 275, 23-ounce, and $2 16-ounce Miller Lite drafts, and be sure to try Hamlin's famous Primos of Birmingham pizza. It's awesome! Join 101WRAF this Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. for your last chance to win the ultimate Red Wing playoff package at the Clarkston Hamlin Pub, where everyone's a regular. Visit online at hamlinpubs.com. Transportation provided by Bozo Limousines.
Did you know that last year, smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get doctor recommended Smoke Assist right now, absolutely free. Call 1-800-428-0592. Get one for you or a friend. Call 1-800-428-0592. This is a limited time free offer, so you must call now. 1-800-428-0592. That's 1-800-428-0592.
It all starts with having a good, pre-screened group of contractors to choose from. And Hire It Done is your one-stop guide to finding the one that's right for your home improvement project. Hi, I'm Adam Helfman, host of WRIF's Hire It Done. Before you start your day's home improvement tasks around your house, grab a cup of hot coffee and tune us in Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join us this weekend. It's here, spring cleanup. Whether it's indoors or out, we know you have your work cut out for you. So why not let us help you Hire It Done while you sit back and actually enjoy the warmer temperatures. And you know the saying, April showers bring, yep, rain. We've got your basement waterproofing tips. Plus, Craig Sable of Northern Pines Landscaping sits down with us on the Contractor's Corner just in time for your big spring yard cleanup. Hire It Done's money-saving tip of the week, our Green Minute, will head back to school at Hire It Done University and teach you how to avoid getting scammed. Plus, I'll take your house calls live all this Saturday, beginning at 7 a.m. on Hire It Done at 101 WRIF, The Riff.
The Riff.
I stand surrounded by the walls that once defined me, knowing I'll be underneath them when they crumble. Was just under my skin. Different smiles again. So much okay. How we're stepping back up forward. Well, I'm supposed to look behind. I'm supposed to look at you. You ain't without them faces. Tell me. Tell me. In here, looking you up.
Hey, what's up? This is Chad.
And Ryan.
From Mudvayne, and you're listening to 101 The Riff.
Ever feel like dying? Ever feel alone? Ever feel like crying? Lost child in a store? Ever feel like pushing, shoving you away? Ever feel like breaking down? Funeral in the rain? Feel like slipping away? Listen to the eulogy, a fire on the hay. Ever dance beside the devil, taste the barrel of a gauge. Ever hold the trigger, the light begins to fade. Feel like slipping away.
Scream with me on 101 WRF, Everything That Rocks, Chili Peppers and Creed just before that. Well, the Red Wings have clinched the spot in the playoffs. Thankfully, I'm so excited. They're going to the playoffs 2010. They can welcome it in style. All right. We were a little worried for a while there, actually. The boys had a rough season, long, long rough season, but they pulled it together in the last couple weeks. They've really just been tearing it up at the Joe, especially. They were on a 7-game winning streak before the Nashville and Flyers games the last couple nights, but 7 games in a row, come on. You gotta love that. So go Wings, as always. I'm Chris Dooley. Coming back in just a minute, I've got some new music from Bullet from a Valentine.
Are you that one in a million salesperson that always gets client meetings that no one else can ever seem to get?
Do you get in front of real decision makers no matter what it takes?
Are they impressed with you?
Can you close a deal without hesitation?
We are Greater Media, a privately owned company that owns this radio station and many others. We're looking for those special people who can develop the right relationships with the right customers and bring them great ideas. Working for us, you can turn your ability to get great ideas in front of real decision makers into closing deals and making high commission fast. Just go to iclosedeals.net. That's iclosedeals.net. Tell us a bit about yourself. That's iclosedeals.net, and we'll talk soon.
Leonard from the Department of Names arrives at Specs Howard School of Media Arts for his admissions tour.
Hi, Leonard. I'm Melissa. I'll be your tour guide today.
Wonderful. I really want to do television work.
I thought you were all about our new digital media arts program.
Well, I want to do that, too. So many choices.
These are our radio studios. We have over 20 practice studios and 4 on-campus radio stations.
Jinkies, I've always wanted to be on the RIF.
Some of our graduates do work at WRIF, like Screamin' Scott. I can't say you'll get a job there, but radio is definitely a possibility.
Yippee, just imagine. Crazy Lenny here on the RIF.
This is our graphic design lab. We provide every student with a MacBook to use for the length of the program.
I thought we'd be using Apples.
The Specs Howard School of Media Arts. All programs are accelerated, including the new Digital Media Arts program. You'll learn how to shoot webisodes and build websites. Call 866-61-SPECS or visit specshoward.edu and make your life anything but ordinary.
Now, a message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
In 1988, my law partner and I established ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men, right here in Michigan. At the time, we saw how often men were treated poorly by the court system. We decided to dedicate our entire legal careers to representing men in divorce and making sure they were treated fairly. We realized that in order to ensure our clients achieved a good result, we had to work twice as hard and be twice as prepared. That's what wins cases and delivers justice. Call Adam at 248-356-ADAM and we can answer all of your questions. We can explain the law to you, how it applies to your situation, and what can be done to protect your rights. If you become a client, you will be represented by a firm that has pioneered the concept of fair treatment for men in court. You will get straightforward answers to your questions, your phone calls will be returned, and your case will be well prepared before we go to court. Call Adam at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326 or on the web at adamdivorcelaw.com.
It's a message that the aliens are broadcasting throughout the entire universe.
Back to the Rock on the Rift.
Yeah.
Search, presented by Bud Light. 32 of Metro Detroit's most beautiful women are in the running, but only one will be the next Riff Rock Girl, earning a $40,000 salary, representing 101 WRIF on the air, at concerts and events, and having the time of her life in the coolest gig she'll ever have. Starting this Monday, log on WRIF.com and vote for your favorite Riff Rock Girl candidate. We'll see who advances from the field of 32 to the sexy 16. The 2010 Riff Rock Girl Search, brought to you by Bud Light. The sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And 101 WRIF. Everything that rocks.